prophets. It's the only question, could you give a makom for the simon? So it's like this. Rabba matarat ha-tam, Rabba answers according to his time. That we're talking about here now, the simon. We're talking about there was simonim on these big bundles and these small bundles. So therefore it's like this. Krichos are small bundles, b'shus ha-rabim, harei l'shaloi. You're allowed to keep it for yourself. Why? Mishum the medrasah, because people trip a stample on it. They push it around. So if a rabba holds simon osulidoris, it's lehavi simon. If even though when you find it with a simon, you're allowed to keep it. Because for sure the owner was miyayish, like Rashi says, simon osulidorisu. The simon is able to be pushed around, trampled on, the owner gives up hope. For shusha yochid though, if you find a small bundle of shusha yochid, leitla machlis, you have to pick it up and return it. Why? The le medrasah. And if it's just a yachid, people don't trample over it. Therefore, it's a good simin. Therefore, the owner is not miyayish. You have to return it. So you have lumas, but big bundles. Again, Rabbi says we're talking about the rasimonim here. So it's hard to step away. There are colors. You have a good simin on it. So then the svar is bein brishus rab and bein brishus yachid. Not lo machris. In both cases, you have to return them. Why? Even brishus rabim. Why? Tivan digveim. Since they're nice and big and tall, these big bundles le medrasa. People don't kick them around. So therefore, even though you found it, Rishus Rabin, Lamaitse, there is a simon on this big bundle. And Rab only says if it's a small one that gets kicked around, it loses the simon. But a big one that does not get kicked around, here the owner will not be miyayish, therefore you have to return it. So according to Rab, it's very good. It's talking about with a simon, and therefore there's a difference whether it's trotted on or not. For Rav from Matarat's time, Rav answers according to his time. Now we're talking about now B'mokim. In other words, there's no simonim on the chepetz. Because if there was a simon on the chayfetz, according to Rabbi, you would always have to return it. Because Rabbi holds a simon, also the door is a heavy simon. So since it says, kikras b'shus rabim, you keep it, it has to be talking about right now that there's no simon on the chayfetz. So why do you have to return it b'shus yochid? Because the makam. The question is, the place, is that called a good simon or not? So it's like this. Kriyches b'shus rabim, when you find a small bundle b'shus rabim, harei l'shaloi, you have a right to keep it. The mishnah for b'shus yochid. Because it gets kicked around. The mishnah for. It gets kicked around. Therefore, b'shus rabim, there's no makam either to be the simon. Like, even though the owner lost it in one place, but you may find it someplace else, because people still kick it around. So therefore, b'shus rabim, there's no simon as the makam, the place where it was found. But b'shus yochid, if you find a small bundle b'shus yochid, chayav ha'achris, here you have to return it, even though there's no simon on the chayfetz. The loy minshtefor, it's not kicked around. So therefore, it's found in the same place where the owner lost it. Therefore, you could pronounce, I found something at this spot, and the owner now will come and say what he lost there. Therefore, makam is called a good simon. So you have lumais, but big bundles here, bein brishus rabim, bein brishus yochid. Again, they're big bundles without any simonim on them. But even though you find the brishus rabim, still neitel l'machris, here you have to return it. Why? Kivan the yakiri, since they're very heavy, they weigh a lot, loy minshtefor, they're not kicked around. Therefore, the same place where the owner lost it, that's where you find it. If so, you could pronounce the makam. The person that finds it, even though there's no simon on it, he'll just tell, you know, I found something at this spot right now. The owner will come and say, you found something there, very good, I just lost a big bundle there. So that's enough of the simon according to Rava. Therefore, there's no stira, both Rab and Rava can answer according to their time. Toshma, I'll bring another proof. It says, Kikra Shonachton, the Mishnah says, you'll find a bread from the bakery, Harei L'Shaloi, you're allowed to keep it. Why? Because they all look alike, there's no simon. Hoshabala Bayis, Mashla, if you find a private bread, then you do have to return. Now, Shabalabayis my timer, how come if you find a private bread in Rishus Rabin, do you have to return it? Look, what's the reason? Kiva the Ispu Simon. Since private bread, everybody makes it differently, so there's a simon. You could tell it's your bread, it's your challah you made. To made the idea risk of the inner shinshi. A person realizes he has a simon on his own bread. Who? Now, the Mishnah's Mashma Stam, Veloishna Rishus Rab, Veloishna Rishus Yochid. Let lo machris. Mashma, no matter where you find a private bread, you have to return it. Even though it's found b'shus rabim. So Alma, what do you see? Simon osli doris, like how many of his bread gets kicked around b'shus rabim also. So see, a simon that's only to be kicked around, heavy simon, is still called a good simon. If so, it's used to the rabbi, it should be a kashan rabba. So Mar says, Alma, look, rabbi answers back, hos the minor time over there, that the reason is, mishum di'ei mavir and aloichlin. I'll tell you, bread is different. Bread, even though it's found b'shus rabim, nobody kicks around bread. There's no aloch of ein mavir and aloichlin. I'm going to walk over bread. When the first one that finds it will pick it up. Nobody sounds kicks around bread. Therefore, you find a loaf of bread with just rabim, and there's a simon in the bread, it's a private baked bread, therefore you have to return it. Because people, Jews, do not step over, kick over bread. That's loch ein mavir and aloichim, as she says. Ha moisi oichlin, you find food on the street, And you're sure of Avraham, you're not allowed to walk over it. You're not allowed to just walk by it. Ulam Shem, leave it there. You have to pick it up. Hilchah Rashi says, Lo Nidrasu. Nobody kicks it around. Shemi Shemus, the first person that sees it, will pick it up. Says Gemara, that's good, a Jew. I have Ikun Nachram, there are goyim though that walk in the street. They don't care, they'll just kick it around. Gemara says, no. Nachram Chashlik Shochim. Nachram are afraid to touch a bread in the street, they're afraid it's kishiv, it's witchcraft there. They'll stay away from it also. So therefore, Goy, he wouldn't pick it up. But I call upon him, he wouldn't dare go near it. He wouldn't kick it around. He's afraid of kishiv. So therefore, for sure, the first one to pick it up or to move it would be a Jew. Therefore, there's a simin because it's not oimid to be Dorasan. Either of animals and dogs that walk by the street, they don't care, they'll kick around the bread. And the Gemara Nechlam is talking about a road that animals don't go down the road so much, the dogs are not there. So the kids are, therefore there's no kasha, kikra, shabala bayis, for sure sarabin does not get kicked around, therefore for sure it's called a good simon, according to everybody. Holding daf chof gimel omer aleph. And the Gemara now says, now lei mekatanoi. Let's say it's a machloikis tanoyim, it's a machloikis between Rav and Rova. If a simon or osli doris, heavy simon or not, like Rashi says, plukta the Rav of a Rova. Here, it sounds like this. Rav Yehuda says, kol dover sheyesh by shinui chayiv lahachris. And now Mishnah says, anything that has a shin has something different, there's a chiyuv to return. Ketzad, what does it mean? Motze igol. You find a cake of the crushed figs. So by itself there's no simen. But over toichay cheres, inside it you found an earthly kli, a cheres, a broken earthly kli. Or else tikka, you find the bread. Over toichay moyes, inside the bread there's money. So Rabbi Yehuda says that's called the simen, and you have to return it. So mechlal, it's a proof though, the Tanakama. So the Tanakama says no, hare elu shaloi. Even in such a case, you're allowed to keep it, you don't have to return it. So what's the machlekes? So Gemara says, Savru, we thought to say, the kula yam everybody holds, simen habor miyelov, heavy simen. A simen that comes by itself is called a good simen. Like over here, when the money fell into the bread, even if it fell in by itself, it's called a good simen. As long as the owner knows about it, it's called a good simen. Or ma'aviran aloichon, everybody holds also, people trample over food. If so, what's the machlekes then? My love, isn't it? This machlekes tanoim in our Mishnah, the simen also lidaros kimiflegi. It's a machlekes about a simen that's aiming to be trampled upon. Is that called a good simen or not? Ma sov aloi havi simen. The Tanakhama says, no, it's not a good simen. Or this bread, when you find it, even though when the owner lost it, there was money inside it, but so what? Since lamaisa people trample on it, kick it around, it'll lose it, and therefore it's not called a simen. Or ma sov Rav Yehuda holds, no, heavy simen is called a good simen. So chura machlekes Rav and Rav, it's a machlekes Rav Yehuda and the Tanakhama. Gemara says no. I'll tell you, Omer Rav Zvid Mishmei de Rova. He says back like this: E sakodat, if you want to tell me, the kosova tanakama holds that simin osli doris lo yave simin. It's not called a good simin. And also mavirin aloichlin, that people trample over food. If so, kikra shabala bais b'shus rabin. We had a diik from our Mishnah that only kikra shal nachtum you're allowed to keep a baker's bread, but a private baked bread, you have to return. Kikra shabalabayat mishus rabim. You have to return it. Why? Because there's a simon on it. Amai machriz. What do you have to return it for? If you're telling me now everybody holds you trample over food, and simon osli doris is loyavi simon, says so, why do you have to return the bread that has no simon? Therefore, you can't learn like this. Ela rad omrav zvid mishmei derava. The kuli al masav, everybody holds simon osli doris, heavy simon. It could be everybody holds that it is called a good simon. Even though the simon is only to be trampled on, so what? The mice, it's called a good simon, the owner is not miyayish. And umavirin aloichlin. And people also trample over food. Umavirin aloichlin. And I tell you, bohocho, the simon habo mielo kemithogi. But here, the portion of machlaikis is, if it comes by itself, is it called a good simon or not? That's the machlaikis in our Mishnah. The Tanakam is sobar, simon habo mielo lohevi simon. A simon that comes by itself, that's not called a good simon. And Rashi says, now, the reason would be is that we're afraid maybe not that the Balabas put it there, but it fell there by itself, and the Balabas himself doesn't know it. So therefore, like this yish right away. So you know, Tais speaks out. Tais speaks out. The Shaila is, Tais says, he knows Shaila, the bottom Tais is. And our Simon Abba Me'elot, have you Simon, Pirish Rashi, till the shame Simon Osnashon. Now the Tzata said it's called a good simin because the Seder Baal HaBos put it there to be a simin, and it didn't fall by itself. But this is because you have to shrap shot. The enderach lo says mois bekikul simin. Nobody puts money inside bread. So Elo Tzitz learns like this. The ema yoda shenafel loishom. That's the pshat. Avada, the money fell by itself inside the bread. But the question is, if the Baal HaBos realized it fell there or not. Rabbi Yehuda holds the Baal HaBos realizes it, therefore it's called a good simin. The Tanakhama says no, the Baal HaBos does not realize it, therefore it's not called a good simin. Therefore, that's what Rav Zvid learns, that's the machlokes, that if it's called a simin or not, therefore that's what Rav Zvid learns, Baruch of a simin abo mi'ela k'niflegi. Tanakhama sava, a simin abo mi'ela v'loi hevi simin, Rabbi Yehuda sava hevi simin. Now, v'rabba will answer like this, v'rabba o maloch, tekula yalma, both Rabbi Yehuda and Tanakhama hold, simin also lidoris, a simin is going to be trotted on, is lo heavy simin, because that's Rabbi Shita, that even though there was a simin on the bread, but if it would have been oimet to be traveled on, then it loses the simin. And I'll tell you though in our Mishnah, v'yein mavrin aloichem, everybody holds you do not trample over food. So that's why bread is different. If so, v'hocho, what's the machlokes in Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda? The simin abo mi'elo k'miflegi. Pasha, the Tanakhama is so lo heavy simin. Since it fell by itself, we have to be afraid the Baal HaBos did not realize that it fell there, so the Baal HaBos himself was also miyayish. Have you this sofa? No, heavy simon. It's called a good simon. That's the machlokes. So the kid says, not a machlokes between Rab and Rava, where the simon also the door is heavy simon. Loy heavy simon, that's not the machlokes. Ika the army, some say like this. Savru, we first thought to say, the kuliyal, and everybody holds, simon abo miel of heavy simon. Even Tanakam agrees to this, that a simon that comes by itself is called a good simon. And also, the simon also the door is loy heavy simon. A simon that's going to be shrouded on is also not called a good simon. If so, my last, what's the machlekes then? I'll tell you, but my view and I like them, k'miflegi. The machlekes is, are we afraid about that people will trot, push around food? The man sober Tanakhama holds my view, and yes, even though it's food, but people kick around food, b'shas rabin. Well, my sober view does know, ain't my view, people are makbid not to kick around food. Omer Rav Zvid, mishmei derovo, no, that is, that if you want to tell me that sober Tanakhama holds, that simon osli doris. A simon is to be trampled on. Lo yave simon, enu mavirin aloichlin, people also trot over food. That's why this food with the money inside it is not called a good simon. If so, kikra shabalabais, which is a rabbi, mama makris. How come we have to return a piece of private bread? Because it has a simon. I, it's simon the doris, it shouldn't be called a simon. Therefore, Elom Razid Razid says, the mishmei the rabbi, the name of rabbi, that the kuli yal masavri simon os the doris, heavy simon. That's Rabbi Shita. That a simon, a simon to be doris, is called a good simon. And secondly, umavirin aloichlin. We have to be afraid that people do shrat over food. Umavirin aloichlin. If so, v'hocha v'simon, habo me'elof k'miflegi. Here the machlokes is poshid, a simon that comes by itself, is that called a good simon or not? The Tanakam is saw the simon abo me'elof, lo yavi simon. We have to be afraid it fell there by itself, so the Baal HaBos does not even realize it. Therefore, there's no simon. For Rabbi Yehuda saw, no heavy simon.